Lives of El Melik, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith, a member of the Ghost Corps, an organization of freelance diplomats operating in the Orient, has been assigned to the investigation of a projected uprising among the desert tribes under the leadership of Melik Pasha, Sheikh of the warlike Beshawins. Disguised as a Mohammedan, K.C. and Ali, his native assistant, are attacked by followers of El Melik while on their way to the rendezvous of the revolt leaders. After driving off their attackers, they enter the coffee house, where a native Shahzadi or princess serves as go-between for Melik Pasha and his subordinate sheikhs. K.C. discovers that Amira, the native princess, is forced by Melik Pasha to act as his proxy. As K.C., Ali, and Amira are planning to escape from the rendezvous, K.C.'s disguise is penetrated, and he's accused of being a spy.
By Allah, that man comes not from Ibrahim el-Bukhra. He is a Christian spy. I am Ben Farag.
The dog lies in his teeth. Look, you breeder of lies. Hast ever seen the star of Muhammad on the breast of an unbeliever?
Hold. This star of Muhammad burned upon the left breast. A true descendant of the prophet. It cannot be.
Enough, fool. Thy trick hath failed. Thou art the impostor, not I. And thou, Yar Shahzadi, hast thou never beheld an Arab with gray eyes? Truly, thou art young to carry the words of desert men to the master, Melik Pasha. What say you, Ali?
Were Melik Pasha himself here, he would have this lying dog whipped and cast into the street.
Enough. Suleiman, thou blind old camel, hast never seen a true son of the prophet. Let thy men there do their will with the impostor, and when they have finished, throw him to the dogs. Be gone.
The horses will be at the rear gate within a half hour of Huzoor.
Right.
And now, thou Wadi Farre pretender, thou hast brought down upon me the wrath of my mistress. And thou shalt pay me well for that. Come, out with you!
By the beard of the prophet, that was close.
Aye, Kasi, my friend. But the star of Mohammed, O worker of miracles.
Yes, Kasi, the star of Mohammed upon thy breast. Art thou not a Christian?
I don't suppose either of you have ever heard of collodion.
Collodion?
It is indeed a strange name to me, friend of my heart.
Well, it would be to you, Ali. Sometime I'll explain its intricacies. But there's no time now. We must think of getting out of this. Suleiman will have the horses ready in a few minutes, and we must not keep him waiting.
Suleiman, though he be a Beshawin, is trustworthy. He will wait.
Yeah, I hope so. You say that door in the rear wall leads to Melik Pasha's quarters, and we must pass through there to gain the court?
Yes, Kasi, and there will be men with him.
With El Melik? Well, that's to be expected. How many?
Three, perhaps four. Oh.
The odds are even, Kasi. Two for you, and two for Ali.
But four against two.
Don't worry about that, Amira. Now pay attention to me, Ali.
Your orders, friend of my heart.
If we get through to Suleiman and the horses, you will ride with him and Amira to the oasis of Kufra. Go direct to the Sheikh Mustafa El-Kub and say to him, I come from K.C. Smith. He will supply you with camels and an escort.
And then, Kasi?
Then you will ride with Amira to the home of her people. You will guard her with your life. Do you understand? Do not leave her side until she is safe under the protection of her father.
To hear is to obey, Kasi. And you?
I still have some business here in Aswan. When that's finished, I return to Cairo to report to the chief the breaking up of the jihad.
The end of jihad? We have as yet broken nothing.
Not yet. But have you forgotten, my friend, that in order to get out of here, we must pass through the quarters of Melik Pasha?
But I do not see.
No?
It is not clear. Oh. Ali understands, my friend. Two against four.
Exactly, Ali. We two against four.
Gently, brother, gently. Ah, Shahzadi. It appears we have erred in our judgment of the messenger from El Bokra.
Did I not command Suleiman to throw the pretender into the street? Why have my command not been obeyed, Hasim?
Because, Shahzadi, this one who claims to be Ibn Ben Fareg has proven his identity to our satisfaction. He is truly the son of Sheikh Ibrahim El Bokra.
And how has this been proven?
There is one among us, O Shahzadi, who vouches for him. But that man who stands beside thee has deceived us all. He is a Christian spy.
A Christian, my brothers. The dog of an unbeliever who desecrates the robes of Islam. May the wrath of Allah be upon him.
The rear door, Ali. This way, Amira. Quick. Inside, Amira. Shut the door, Ali.
Just in time, my friend.
Oh, Kazi, you are hurt. There is blood on your hand.
It's only a scratch, Amira. Now, which way?
That door at the end of the corridor. It leads to a small chamber behind which are Malik Pasha's quarters.
Well, go ahead, then, and move fast. That door won't stand up long the way those fellows were pounding on it.
Your hand, Kazi. It is covered with blood. Are you...
That's nothing. The blood's not mine. I merely broke the skin over my knuckles against Hasim's teeth.
In here, Kazi. Softly. Those in the next chamber can hear. There. Behind that hanging rug. The entrance to Malik Pasha's chamber.
Amira, is there any way we can get a glimpse of that room without being seen ourselves?
No, Kazi, there is no way. The door is heavy and it is always kept closed.
Locked?
Nay, these doors are never locked.
Well, we'll have to take what comes then. Now, Amira, listen. You are bringing us personally to confer with Malik Pasha. After you've told him that, go at once and stand beside the door which opens into the court. It will save us time in looking for it. Leave everything else to Ali and me. Understand?
I understand, Kazi.
Good girl. Now, Ali, we take things as they come.
Friend of my heart, I am ready.
You hear that? Our friends out there have broken through into the corridor. We bar this door, Ali, and as soon as we're inside El Malik's room, we do the same there.
Then what is the presence waiting for? We are ready.
Right. Lead on then, Amira. Only four, Ali. Those two beside the divan are yours. Malik Pasha and the other, mine.
Well, woman, whom have we here? Who are these two?
I bring the Sheikh Ibn Ben Fareg, who comes to confer with the presence in person.
And do the Wadi Faregs come to report to Malik Pasha with clothing torn and blood on their hands?
A slight disturbance, Ya Sheikh, in the outer chamber, caused by one who came from the desert in my name, an impostor. It is thought the man is a Christian spy.
What? Another meddlesome unbeliever?
Aye.
Did not the death of that Christian dog, Randolph, teach them not to interfere with me, Malik Pasha, and my plans? By the red beard of the prophet woman, what ails thee? Must I attend to all these things myself?
Go and stand beside the door leading to the court, Amira.
Thy interference, Ya Sheikh, would be useless. The Christian has already been cared for. These torn robes, this blood on my hands.
Good. The more unbelievers eliminated now, the less there will be for us to feed to the jackals later. But thou, Ben Fareg, what word dost thou bring from thy father, El Bokra?
The word I bring is for thine ear alone, Ya Sheikh.
These three with me, Ben Fareg, are trusted leaders of the faithful. They are of my counsel. So speak openly, Ben Fareg. Tariq,
beware, Yashik.
What say you?
There are Christian spies within thy house.
Spies within?
They have eluded the men.
What is this, Yusuf?
That man, he is not a Muslim. Though he wear the robes of Islam.
You say he is not Ben Farag?
Nay, it is he whom Hassan and I followed from the house in the Beni Hassan Bazaar.
What say you, Yusuf?
He it is who killed Hassan with his own knife. He is an infidel, and I believe it.